They really underestimated gamers. Face scan.
Come closer to the camera.
Dude, it... They actually tried to get between, like, a fucking teenage boy and seeing boobs on the internet. Guess what? The government is going to lose every single time.
Now, there is this ancient Romanian saying, which I've yet to see it getting debunked, even to this day. And that saying claims that the mother of retards is always pregnant, and the father of morons always has a hard-on. And the first time you hear it, you're like, oh, that's just something edgy. Like, that's not really true. That's not reflective of reality. But then you go on X, and then you go on Reddit, and then you start to notice that, no, like, you have these people called moral busybodies, and they're everywhere. And even when provided with the evidence, even when shown how easy it is to bypass the stuff that they're supporting and the damage that the stuff that they're supporting does to the internet and how unpopular it is with other people, do you know what they do? They double down. They double down on their ideology. And so for a while, I had to take a step back. You know, I was shocked at the nature of man, at the people that are surrounding me. And I had to wonder, am I in the right here? Like, maybe I'm the ish. Like, maybe because I'm not like them and double down on my ideology, even in the face of overwhelming evidence, you know, maybe I'm broken. And maybe I should try to be more of a bigot. But the reality is that, no, apparently it's not that the moral busybodies are the cancer upon society, right? It's not them that's the issue. It's the quality of the moral busybody that's the problem. Because at least in the 90s, the moral busybodies like had some logical consistency in their worldview. Like for example, you wouldn't find one that on one hand would say that it is a tragedy if a 16-year-old sees a titty online. And on the other hand, they would say a 16-year-old should have a right to vote in elections. They should be able to drive a car. They should be able to get married. It's just like, if they see a titty online, that's a problem. So we need to reorganize society and change the way the internet works and destroy anonymity and create a surveillance online state in order to prevent the titty from reaching the eyes of the person who can vote. Right? Like, at least like the quality of the moral busybody back then was a lot more internally consistent. And when they saw that the system is actually not working at all, they would at least take a step back and analyze, okay, well, maybe we need to come up with better solutions. Like, I don't know, maybe the hardware of the phones that teenagers are using should block these websites at the source, right? So now you have a phone for teenagers that parents can give them, and that phone will not work with various websites or places that the parent considers dangerous, but the rest of the world can just use the internet the way it's meant to be. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, you know, the quality of the moral busybody is severely lacking today. So, we're stuck with this shit. And this shit is now affecting one of the oldest websites on the internet. A website called 4chan. Now, this website is kind of nefarious for what it is. But for the people that actually go there, you would know that the website now is kind of like Reddit used to be in 2018. Like, it's not the 4chan that you heard on the news. It's not the hacker named 4chan that's destabilizing world governments. No, it's pretty much a website like Reddit used to be, except that people are anonymous. So if you go there, you post something, and people don't know who you are. And so you still get moderation. There's still things that you're not allowed to post. However, it's not like completely free speech, but at least you have the ability to just share your ideas. Like, you're protecting who you are, you're protecting your identity, because your opinion, your idea is worth more than the person who says it. And of course, like, that website cannot be allowed to exist anywhere on planet Earth now. because the Brits are upset. So you gotta understand, like, this is not about the Brits legislating on their own island. This is about like, British morality being contained by its British borders. Like, even China and the Soviet Union at this point had more common sense. Because at least China and the Soviet Union was oppressing their people and their people only. Like, China doesn't let you talk about the Tiananmen Square, and they don't allow you to make fun of Chairman Xi and compare him to Winnie the Pooh. Like, that's fair enough. But if you're outside of China, you can still do those things. Right? However, what the Brits are trying to do is they're saying, like, no, we don't like it. Nobody on planet Earth is about to do it. And I'm pretty sure that if Elon Musk manages to conquer Mars one day, and they're going to link the Earth internet to the Mars internet, like, there's going to be a fucking island on planet Earth that's going to dictate what the Martians are and aren't allowed to do on their computer. Mark my fucking words. And so, obviously, people are a little bit upset about this, right? And 4chan is taking an issue. And they're basically saying that Ofcom, right, with their online safety bullshit, has given them an email and imposed a penalty of £20,000 plus daily penalties after if 4chan doesn't clear up their act. Now, from my knowledge, and I may be wrong with this, like, please correct me if I'm wrong, I do think that 4chan already region blocked the United Kingdom. Like, they basically said, okay, you want to be a mental asylum? Like, go be a mental asylum and leave us alone. We're Americans, we got free speech, we're able to do stuff that you British people can't even dream of, like owning guns. And being able to say whatever the fuck we want without the billies coming at our doors, right? Or the bobbies, what do they call it? The bobbies, okay. So, 4chan already tried the prevention. It's like, okay, you're too immature to use the internet like the adults. That's fine. We're going to block your ass. Apparently, that's not enough. Ofcom is now saying, no, you're going to have to pay a fine. So, 4chan has to remind them. It's like, look, we're a U.S. company incorporated where the state that gave us the best president ever, Joe Biden, came from, right? Delaware. With no establishment, assets, or operations in the United Kingdom. Any attempts to impose or enforce a penalty against 4chan will be resided in a U.S. federal court. American businesses do not surrender their First Amendment rights because a foreign bureaucrat sends them an email. And that's also a good point. Like, the people sending them an email are not even British politicians, right? It's just a bureaucrat. Under settled principles of U.S. law, American courts will not enforce foreign penal fines or censorship codes. If necessary, we will seek appropriate relief in the U.S. federal court to confirm these principles. The U.S. federal authorities have been briefed on this matter. The Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, was reportedly warned by the White House to cease targeting Americans with UK censorship codes. Despite these warnings, Ofcom, its illegal campaign of harassment against American technology firms, a political solution to this matter is urgently required, and that the solution must come from the highest levels of the American government. We call on the Trump administration to defend us. Okay, so, as I mentioned before, what Britain is doing is basically saying that no website on planet Earth is allowed to exist in the way that it existed before 2025. So, if you have 4chan, which already has systems in place and moderation, but allows for privacy and allows for users to retain their anonymity, England is saying that is not acceptable. It doesn't matter if you're American, it doesn't matter if you're from Honolulu, doesn't matter if you're from the Zulu Empire, they don't give a shit, right? Like, England has supremacy now over the internet, and they will fine you $20,000, and then they're going to continue fining you because the British government is poor and requires money for the NHS. And the Americans are saying no. This is a free speech issue. However, here's where the problem is. The Supreme Court has already legislated in a similar manner, saying that forcing people to dox themselves is not a free speech issue. They're basically saying that, oh, well, it's kind of like going into a bar, right? Like, when you go to on the internet and you go on Reddit or you go on Discord or you're trying to update your NVIDIA drivers, it's perfectly fine if you have to show ID because it's kind of like going into a bar. Except that the bar owner will now photograph your ID, hold it forever, and when you sit at the table, they can have a microphone and listen to your conversations with your friends. And if you say anything bad, Britain can fine you, or if you're in Britain, they can arrest you. Okay? So, like, that's pretty much what the Supreme Court has concluded in their infinite wisdom. That requiring ID verification online to visit websites that could contain adult material, which, as I mentioned, include NVIDIA, Reddit, Twitter, and 4chan, is not against the First Amendment. However, you know, as we saw in practice, when this is actually applied by Ofcom, you had discussions about immigration getting censored, you had politicians in the British court having their speeches censored, and so while they're claiming that they care about protecting teenagers from seeing boobies, in reality, what they're doing is they're also censoring. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Britain continues the pressure on 4chan. And it's also going to be interesting to see what Trump's administration is going to do. Now, here's the problem with this. The United States is passing similar legislation. Like, they want to pass the Kids Online Safety Act. And I think, like, there's another one, the Screen Act, which does similar things to what Ofcom is doing. Australia was to pass similar legislation. Canada was to pass similar legislation. And the European Union was to pass similar legislation. And so this lawsuit and seeing how it's going to be handled is going to be very interesting. I do hope that 4chan manages to win on this. Because if they don't, I want you to imagine what will happen to 4chan. And not just 4chan, but like any website that refuses to adapt. And they're basically like maintaining the old version of the internet. Well, let's say you get a £20,000 from a fine from the UK. And then you get like another £20,000 fine from Australia. And then you get maybe another £10,000 fine from Canada. And maybe a $40,000 fine from the European Union. And you're like constantly collecting these fines. Like this, even though it doesn't come with a prison sentence, it is financially crippling for literally anyone that has a website which just allows people to talk. Which is pretty much how the internet existed for more than 2 decades now. And if, like, the world didn't explode, I don't see the need to change things now, especially with people at the top which are interested in policing people's opinions. So we'll see how this goes. I do wish 4chan luck. I hope that the U.S. judges are going to have the wisdom and the understanding that this goes beyond protecting kids. And that this actually messes with the entire internet of the world, not just a website. And I'll keep you guys in touch. Let me know what you think. And yeah, as usual, you gotta like, comment, subscribe. Helps with the algorithm. Like, I'm sorry to say that. It needs to be said. And also, if you can support my channel, I will love you long time. There's a link to that into the pinned comment. And you too can be a supporter. Take care.